fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 19th day of April, Patriots Day, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, it was on this day, April 19th, that the shots were heard around the world at the Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts. Shots were heard around the world. How about that? Proper tip of the day. Most of you have a water filter, but most of you do not have a portable water filter for use in the bush, something that would fit in your backpack, maybe the size of a couple of packs of cigarettes. Katahdin is mil-spec. They're made in Europe. I do have some of them listed on my website at thelibertyman.com under Survival and Tactical Gear. So you probably have a base camp filter, but be sure and get a tactical filter as well so that when you're on the move out in the bush, you have a way to purify water. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's an advanced IT guy, an accomplished author, having written 10 books, and I'm sure more on the way, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Hello, Jim.
John, I'm here.
Okay. Jim's probably on mute. Hello, Jim, are you there?
John.
Okay, I hear you now.
Okay. They had to connect me in at the office there.
All right. Well, sir, lots going on in the news. You know, you and I have watched these cycles of turmoil concerning North Korea come and go over the decades. But I must admit, in my opinion, this cycle of anguish and turmoil over North Korea outstrips anything I've ever seen. How about you, Jim?
Well, it's absolutely incredible that all of the presidents, really since Eisenhower, have left this country build a military to the point it is at today. They have 1.5 million standing army, 7.5 million in reserve who are now active. So they have basically 10 million man army. They have as many tanks as the United States. They have rockets and fixed cannons trained on Seoul, Korea, that on a drop of a hat could go off and kill millions of people, including the places where the U.S. troops are stationed. They have nuclear weapons. They're testing them. How that ever got to come about is amazing. And they're developing rockets that, you know, can reach Japan right now. They can't reach the United States yet. But, you know, when, you know, Obama did nothing, the Clintons helped them out. And, you know, so, I mean, when Trump is coming in now and has to play hardball, he's inheriting, you know, decades of mess.
Right.
And it,
right.
It's a real mess. Their subway system is built extremely low. And most of their businesses, from what I understand, are down in the subway, which can withstand nuclear attack.
Well, it's pretty amazing that we've got to this point. Now, in addition to all the things you mentioned, let's also mention that they have not one, but two satellites. North Korea has two satellites that go over the United States every 12 hours. And apparently the best intelligence sources we have are our intelligence agencies, 17 of them. None of them know what's inside those two satellites.
Yeah, well, it's beyond absurd. But then, you know, if all they were their claim is they're waiting for the United States to come and attack them, but they're provoking it. I mean, if they were just going to protect themselves and they were legitimate, I mean, they're right next to China, okay, that's one thing, but none of their weapons are pointed at China.
What does North Korea have that anybody else could possibly want? That's a big mystery to me.
Well, yeah, nothing. And so it's, but it, the other thing you have to understand is that Kim was educated in Switzerland. And, you know, he's part of the New World Order, and he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's causing problems. That's in an old world scenario without Trump, I mean, it would be the bad guy. I mean, so they always need a bad guy. So he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, but the problem is Trump isn't put up with it.
Right, right. Well, I've been convinced for many, many years that North Korea is little more than a client state of China, and that nothing goes on in North Korea without the implied consent of China either. And well, I think China is key to this whole thing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, but now it's coming back to bite China. And, you know, Trump said, you know, if you don't take care of it, we will, but it's not going to be good for you if we have to come in there and take care of business.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, what else is on your radar? What are you paying attention to these days?
Well, the Jupiter winds are over, and they really hit. I mean, I don't know about you, but I watch the wind worldwide all the time. And where I was myself, I got a good dose of it, and then I heard from a lot of listeners also that the Jupiter winds were, you know, straight-line winds, basically, just more than normal and constant for hours and hours and hours, you know. So, but they're over now. It looks like they're pretty much spent. And then also the Venus event, I heard from a lot of people that were sick, right on target.
Okay, so what's the connection between Venus and people getting sick, if I may ask?
It's the Venus. Basically, it's a comet tail. Venus is discharging the solar capacitor just like Earth. In every inferior conjunction, we get a load of viruses. Basically, these are random DNA pieces that are built in the comet tail. And they come into the atmosphere, and they come in if it rains or if it's a dusty area, dry area. You basically get these, and your body starts fighting them off. So the symptoms are flu symptoms. And this has been known about since the 1200s. The Chinese first discovered it. And now it's in the medical journals. It's actually a understood medical, well, it's a recognized medical phenomenon. They don't, of course, in the medical journals, they don't know why. But also, every time we have an inferior conjunction with Venus, we have increase in solar sunspots and other solar activity. And that's once again because of the electrical alignment.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, the situation in Syria, I was reading a commentary by a professor who does outside consulting with the government in fields related to explosives and weapons and gases, and he says there's no evidence that Mr. Assad used sarin gas at all, that it was something else. Do you have any follow-up on that, Jim?
Well, and does he concur that it was even Assad?
He said the evidence he saw appears to be a container that may have had sarin gas that was laying on the ground and got blown up by whatever blew it up, probably from our forces.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like Assad intentionally went out and did this. I mean,
no.
It had no logic at all to it. I mean, even somebody as crazy as Kim in North Korea isn't going to bring about his own demise.
Right.
And
well,
Assad had everything he wanted. The day before, Trump was saying, this guy's okay, we're going to let him stay. Russia was saying the same thing. He had everything on his side. Why would he do anything? Or the other question is, why would somebody through nefarious means try to set him up? That's the question.
Well, there's obvious reasons why they would want to set him up, so that our government would go against him. But Mr. Assad is an eye doctor who was living in London, married to a British woman. He didn't want or need this in his life. I don't know what powers his dad had over him, but his dad was getting sick and about to die, and Mr. Assad agreed to come back to his home country and run for president, which he is the elected president. He's not necessarily a nice guy on one hand. On the other, I'm not aware of how you can even be a nice guy and rule over any of those countries over there. Are you, Jim?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It'd be impossible. And, you know, with the factions, 26 factions between religious and political that go back 1,000 years, you know, there's no way to manage that. It's absurd. So, but no, to me, immediately, as soon as I heard about it, I said, yeah, this is a setup. In fact, I think I said it on your show. I said, this got CIA written all over it.
Right, right.
Who does it benefit? And who wanted Assad to topple, and then the same thing that happened in Libya and Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan. That was the laundry list that they had set up 10 years ago or 20 years ago to fall in the Mideast. It was just the next guy in line.
Yep. Well, hopefully Mr. Assad will get through this and remain in power. We could do a lot worse than President Assad being in charge of that country, couldn't we, Jim?
Well, that's the problem that they're learning the hard way, except if Hillary were president, she'd have us in World War III with Russia by now. Her comment is she would have bombed all the airfields. She would have had a no-fly zone with Russia. I mean, she was, so there. That's the other option.
Right. Well, I agree with you. If Hillary had been elected president, we may very well be at or near war with Russia as we speak. That would be a very likely outcome.
Right, and she wouldn't have done anything about North Korea until North Korea dropped an atomic bomb in Tokyo, and stood
probably
there and
not.
Did nothing.
Right.
Because and allowed Iran to provide them with nuclear fuel for their bombs. I mean, that's what Hillary would be doing.
Exactly
the opposite of everything that has any sanity to it at all.
Jim, we got a caller and hold here. We got Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I distinctly recall reading the fact that since 9/11, which according to some astute American GIs who did a presentation on YouTube, Israel did 9/11, all the proof in the world. Have you seen that, John?
I have not, no.
I've seen a lot of these, yeah.
Israel did 9/11, all the proof in the world. Blew my mind when I saw that probably a dozen times in the past. And then there's sort of a companion from the perspective of a honorable American Messianic Hebrew man by the name of Jonathan Kleck, K-L-E-C-K, Jonathan Kleck. Antichrist unveiled the sun rising in the West. Antichrist unveiled the sun rising in the West. Anyone who has been deluded into believing that their vote matters and that these presidential selection installment processes are somehow have some redeeming value, they need to watch that, okay? Everything's predetermined. Now, all of these countries that have been invading, as Wesley Clark said, is a PNAC. It's a PNAC-sponsored process. The Wolfowitz Doctrine, an ass-brain-ass clown by the name of Eric Schmidt, who showed up in a documentary narrated by Ed Asner called The Oil Factor. He's the official spokesman for PNAC, well, at least a dozen years ago he was. And he said, well, it could well be that the American military will occupy the Middle East for the next 100 years. Well, for whose benefit? Greater Israel, the Israel Project, the Rothschild Bank of England, private central bank takeover. Okay, well, I mean, every country, including Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, I comprehend, I haven't heard the speech, but he gave a speech in 09 September to the UN where he warned the Arab countries that they would be targeted if they didn't allow a Rothschild Bank of England private central bank operation, and that he, Gaddafi, and others were working on their own non-usury, public central bank operation. And of course, Assad doesn't have a Rothschild Bank of England private central bank, nor did Saddam Hussein. And in fact, Stormin Norman Schwarzkopf told Catherine Cryer in the desert in his tent that he was suckered by George H.W. Satanic Skull and Bones Bush Laden into thinking that he was sent over there to take out the maniacal villain Saddam Hussein. Well, what happened? Saddam decided, well, all right, I guess I better back off my my endeavor here with my own gold-backed currency. That's the only reason he wasn't taken out then. So everything
okay.
That's going
well,
down.
Let's have Jim respond. We do thank you for your call, Fred. Any response, Jim, to Fred's comments?
Well, and when you look at all of the things that are going on, there's two main routes, and that's the bankers and Israel. You know, so you put those together with the interests of the two. And like I say, Kim in North Korea is a plant from the bankers. And so, you know, you wonder how that works. And all of the issues going on in the Mideast have been, you know, the Clintons and the Bushes, who run the White House since prior to the Reagan administration, and then, you know, with a stint with Jimmy Carter, who was basically operated like, played like an old fiddle. All of this, the United States has been the point man for everything in all of these operations with the military. So when the CIA insider, you know, fixing elections, et cetera, didn't work, then the military would have.
That's right. Hold that thought, Jim. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's taken 3 years, but now I'm finally able to be a dealer for the Intershelter domes. These are fantastic mil-spec products, the 14-foot dome, the 20-foot dome, everything you need to have safe, secure shelter. It could be a vacation home, a rental property. It could be emergency accommodations, any number of things. Really, the only limit is your imagination. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you can scroll down to the left side to the section on the domes and get all the details. It's quite an opportunity here, I believe, to have a shelter that you can put together with simple tools. All you need is two people and simple hand tools and a ladder to put these together. Really simple. You don't need any special construction expertise. So check that out at my website, thelibertyman.com, the Intershelter domes. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of April, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got two weekly radio shows. Tell us how you people can listen to them and about the archives, if you would, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad. That's my commercial-free show going on maybe 18 years now. All the archives on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then this week I'll be talking about water filtration, and also be combining that with my paid cast, which is $3.95 a month. You get an extra hour every week of esoteric science topics. And I'm going to combine it, so I'm going to be talking about water filtration, really complicated topic, something I've learned a lot about in my career. And my show has always been sponsored by my water filters, so it's something I've really learned a lot. Now I have my own product line, which, by the way, includes my new high flow rate industrial grade water filters, up to 36 gallons a minute in a 3-inch pipe. So very interesting. I have those now posted on my sales page. And my sales page, by the way, just renovated. So if people want to go check that out, that I'm very proud of. And everything getting a new facelift over there. But anyway, those are the two programs, the weekly commercial-free show and then the paid cast.
Okay, and the archives?
The archives are all on my webpage, and there's many ways to listen to the show also. It's re-airs on Friday night, Saturday morning, and on satellite, all the different ways to listen also listed on my webpage.
Outstanding, outstanding. You want to give us a preview of your topics tomorrow?
Yeah, water filtration. I'll be talking both shows. It's just a huge, complex, and widely misunderstood area of, you know, basically of science. Understand, there's so many false claims on the market about what filters do and what they, you know, et cetera. It's just amazing.
Right.
Or between reverse osmosis and distillation and why those are, they're really not what they're cracked up to be. And, you know, bottled water. I mean, people drinking all kinds of stuff in their water. Oh, my goodness. It goes on and on.
You know, the thing that I find so sad is most of these stores now, grocery stores and pharmacies, are selling gallons of bottled water for infants, and it's special bottled water because it has sodium fluoride in it.
Wow.
Specifically for infants. Yeah, it's very disappointing and very sad.
I know they sell pills for kids that have sodium fluoride, and so that they, you know, for their teeth. And people out in the country will actually take them because they don't have city water with fluoridated water. Yeah, it's it's crazy.
It is. It is. It's so sad. But people don't know any better, and that's simply the way it is. Okay, we got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. What direction you want to go next, Jim?
Let's see from my notes here. There's some science topics I wanted to cover. Thought it was interesting that NASA disproved recently one of its own theories. One thing standard science cannot tell you is where the oceans and atmosphere came from, according to their theory on how the planets form. And so they then said, because they didn't know, they said, well, maybe comets brought them. And now they're looking at Mars, and they did some back-the-envelope calculations, and they realized that they'd have to have so many comets completely, you know, a 10-mile-across comets completely CO2 and water, which when you get to a comet nucleus, there is no water or carbon dioxide on the nucleus on these little comets.
Right.
They're completely void of any volatiles at all. They're just rocks. And that's what I've said all along, is that that's because they're a discharge of the solar capacitor. They're attracting the material in the tail, and in the small ones, none of it sticks to the nucleus. So they just disproved their own theory on how the Earth got oceans.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. We have a break here. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of April. Quick reminder, get those postcards in if you want to participate in the promotion to help Republic Broadcasting. Mail in your postcard. We have a drawing every other Thursday. The next drawing will be tomorrow. If your postcard is drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. It's our little way to help Republic Broadcasting out. So please check that out and get those postcards in. Also, we are continuing to get more images. We're now up to seven. The seventh one is not yet posted. Images of North America with new coastlines on television shows and movies. And the seventh one, not posted yet, is the American Airlines concourse at the Denver International Airport, North America with new coastlines. Fascinating project. If you want to participate, just find an image on a movie or TV show. Get that information to me, and you get your choice of any of my four DVDs as a thank you for helping us in this little project that we're doing. And, of course, the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. I have energy cleaners in stock. I have mattress pads in stock ready for shipment. I do, right now. So if you want to wake up pain-free in the morning after a great night's sleep, go ahead and get yourself an energy cleaner. and I offer something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to offer. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you spend $285 for an energy cleaner. You're risking nothing at all. I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. You can order right off my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free auto line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we're taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim, with your science matters.
I just want to make a quick comment. The listener called in was talking about none of the elections count. They're all fixed. And that's pretty much true, even down to the local level. But I have to disagree from what I see in my own BS meter, et cetera, is in understanding how the world spins. And if you look at, say, the globalists using global warming to control water and energy, and the, you know, I heard Trump mention last night, he was in Wisconsin, 70,000 factories had left the United States, and he's trying to bring them back. You know, everything he's doing is in the face of the interests of the world bankers, you know, trying to bring the national debt under control. So I don't see him in, plus, I mean, we all saw him grow up from a kid in public life. And, you know, so my personal meter says, is this guy is for real. He's doing real things that are for the American public. So anyway, that's just, and, you know, I could be wrong, but that's my view of things right now. And of course, everybody, when you get to that position, has to be politically somehow tuned into the system, or you can't operate. And so my view is he's navigating a minefield in Washington, D.C.
He is navigating a minefield, and I agree with you, Jim. I believe he's doing the right things for the right reasons and basically in the face of the New World Order.
Yeah, exactly. And they're hurting. They just lost another one in Turkey. They lost one in Ecuador a short while back. You know, the Venezuela, a lot of people really don't. I'm very familiar inside of Venezuela. I almost lived there and taught there. But everything they're showing on the news about all this rioting and stuff, it's all fabricated news. If you look at them closely, it's like some of the riots in the U.S. You got 20 people throwing rocks, and you got a police and a water cannon. And standing back in the distance are a bunch of people. And you go to Caracas or, you know, any of the other cities, there's no riots. Businesses are operating normally. And this is all staged for the U.S. press. They are hunkered down. They're under basically the same kind of a blockade as Cuba. So they can't get toilet paper. They can't get stuff. And they're criticizing this guy for not knowing how to run his economy. Well, try and run an economy when you're under blockade. You know.
Right.
So anyway, but the bottom line is that the world bankers are losing. And what does that make a country like that? It makes them tough. It makes them learn how to do things a different way. Like in Cuba, they take pipes and make car mufflers. You know, so they're not buying American products in Cuba. And now they've learned how to do without them.
One of the things that amazed me about Cuba, many of us have heard the stories about the best collection of 1940s and 50s vehicles on the planet in Cuba. Yeah. What surprised me, Jim, is these back alley repairmen figured out how to fabricate windshields for these vehicles. Now, that shows me a pretty high level of cleverness. How about you?
Yeah, and I see this all the time when I'm in places and I see what people do. I've seen people take, you know, car parts and fabricate and do things with them with glue, completely take, you know, something like an alternator or an electric component and put them back together, and it doesn't even look like what it started with, and it works, and they know what to do. So, right, yeah, right. It, and this is because they've learned, because they can't get the parts. So they've learned how to somehow jerry-rig these things so they work, or fool them into working or something, you know. But yeah, this is, you know, and this is going on all over the world.
Right.
But I'll tell you something. I see a very bright future for the world in spite of everything that's happening right now. I'd say in 10 years, you're going to be actually very surprised at what you see. And things that I'm doing myself, let's put it this way. There's a lot of dark horses out there. You know what a dark horse is? That's the horse that's way back in the pack. And everybody's looking at the front runners, you know, the Elon Musks and the Jeff Bezos and the, you know, et cetera. And the people that you're going to see in 10 years are going to be totally different.
Well, I truly hope that you're right, Jim. I do truly hope that. Absolutely.
And that's what I see. I really see that. And people are getting smarter. You know, let's take Libya under Obama. They didn't care about regime change in the vacuum that it would leave when they destroyed that country. They didn't care. Now people are waking up to that and saying, you know, we can't just take regimes out and let this thing sit there because, you know, we have to plan. You can't just say, well, we don't like this guy, let's get him out of there. You have to plan on what's coming next, or you're going to have, you don't even know what you're going to have.
Right.
And not let the CIA plan it, by the way.
Well, most of their plans end up disastrous, it seems like to me.
Well, I would say pretty much they're batting 100%. They've hit home runs on pretty much every regime change they've had, turning into an absolute disaster. But they
That's
do it for all the wrong reasons. Yeah, I mean, they're doing it because of drug trafficking, because of other, you know, business reasons, oil, or, you know, who knows what all the reasons are, but, you know, other international interests. But yeah, anyway, just a short comment there. But I do see hope on the horizon and the dark horses coming through. And I'm just not even going to list them. I have pages of this stuff written out, and I can see the chess game playing in the dark horses where they're going to come through, because they have to come through. Let's take something like solar panels. They're putting in tons and tons of solar panels, but they don't work. What do you mean? Even the best place on the planet has 4 decent hours of sun per day. And, you know, so, and they have a lifetime where they become less and less useful as time goes on. So given 20 years, all of the solar panels they install today will be worthless.
What would you say, off the top of your head, Jim, would be the useful life of a good quality solar panel in years?
20 years.
Okay. All right. Would they be incrementally losing their ability to generate power during the 20 years?
Yeah, but there's also maintenance, and then you have the environmental factors where you have to put in such large quantities of these, and then they're only good. The other problem is, how do you store the energy? To use that energy, you have to store it. Nobody has storage facilities. Even if they developed storage facilities today, they would be so immense and costly that it would be cost prohibitive to install them, even if they were cheap. You know, imagining the curve coming down on storage, battery storage, et cetera, or compressed air, whatever you imagine. Even if the cost came way down, it would still be prohibitive to run your society 20 hours a day on backup power reserve stored power and only getting it for 4 hours a day. You know, and you have to store up 6 times, so you have to make 6 times your energy gathering to cover the other 20 hours that don't have any sun at all, you know, the sun average. And that's where you have a lot of good sun. If it's cloudy, then you don't have any energy. So, it's, you know, those are the, that's what I say. Those are the front runners right now. They're getting the government subsidies. But it's all going to go south. And that's just one area. Let's talk about water. Let's talk about all kinds of other things that are basic to economy, energy, you know, like oil energy. Anyway, those are the big ones. Food. How about food? You know, worldwide food. I was on the break. I was looking at that dome place. What did you call it again?
The shelter.
Right. Yeah. And interestingly enough, they have an experiment up in the Yukon where they have one lined with mylar, and they're growing food without dirt. And it's an experiment, but you know, the food, the world of food is changing rapidly, and people are becoming very conscious of organic, non-hybrid food, and that the world very easily. I did a study one time where I showed that if you took just a small portion of the state of Iowa, you could feed the entire world with organic food. I talked about it on your show. I did a whole show. This is within the last year. And understanding the ability to grow vegetables, this is talking about vegetables, and mainly organic, and enough to feed chickens. So you wonder about all of this food that is being grown. Where is it going? What are they doing with it? It's incredible.
It is. It is, absolutely.
So I see a lot of changes. I see a lot of positive things. The world is waking up, whether they're poor people in Syria or other places on the planet or in the United States. People are waking up, and that's a lot due to the internet, which they're desperately trying to shut down and control, by the way.
Well, a friend of mine said 15, 16 years ago, he says, John, the New World Order will destroy the internet, or the internet will destroy the New World Order.
Right. Well, they're cutting down, but there's alternatives coming in, like YouTube and Facebook. I don't post on YouTube at all. Some of my stuff gets up there because I'm on your show, John, or maybe right. Other shows where I have interviews. But I don't use YouTube. I never have, because it's a garbage pit, and it'll be replaced just like Facebook. Facebook is going to go down hard someday. You just watch. It's going to crash and burn. And there'll be alternatives. And in fact, this past couple of days, I've figured out an alternative for television broadcasting. And so worldwide, from sources that are already there. And so I've figured out a way to give television broadcast worldwide. And I'm not going to say any more about it, other than very easy to do.
Well, good. Well, when you're ready to go public with that, we look forward to hearing about it, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. And these are things, like I say, it's necessary. And the old guard is going to be standing there with their finger up their nose because they think they're controlling. But every time they put their finger in the dike, you know, two holes pop out in other places. And that's what's going to happen. Just like the people fixing cars in Cuba, people are going to learn how to get around those, you know, so they... You know, they're going to block the internet or control the internet. You can only do that so much. And by the way, the internet, it would not make sense for them to shut it down. What they're trying to do is control the information on the internet so that only their information gets out there. That's what's going on now.
Right, right, right. Well, that would be the ideal situation, because the world as we know it can no longer function without the internet. It would take some dramatic changes to eliminate it and still have the world function, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's really dependent all of commerce, etc. So it's a fine line. They have to, they would shut down everything that makes them powerful if they shut down the internet. So
that's correct. That's correct. Well, we got a question for Professor McCain. We got time for maybe one more call at 800-313-9443. Any updates on the Nazca lines, Jim?
Nothing new. That's one of my piles that's been sitting on the shelf here since we last talked. I did have the release a couple months ago with that new edition, which is there. It's on my webpage available. So it's part one and part two are available now. And on my list, which I'm looking at right now, archaeology, and I have some very specific topics under that, and that's, of course, one of them. So just another thing that I'm work into my schedule as I can. Right now, I'm working on updating my webpage. I want everybody to be aware when I get this done, it's going to be a real amazing page. It's going to be a page that that's the only place you're going to have to go to for science. Let me just put it that way. It's a really amazing update. My sales page is already updated, and it's much more concise. I know people have had problems maneuvering my sales page. So you shouldn't have any problem anymore with that. But
all right.
When the homepage is upgraded, it's going to be a real eye-opener.
Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. He's listening with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got a question off air. A person wants to know, what's the best way to protect yourself from both electromagnetic radiation and microwave radiation?
That's an interesting question. I would say underground. And the thing called a Faraday cage is fairly well known. It's just a screen, metal screen, like window screen, that is grounded. And that, a couple layers of that would, spaced about an inch apart, would be a good E&M shield. Microwave is a little bit trickier because if you look at a microwave oven, you see the kind of material that protects you from the microwaves that are in the oven. It's like a piece of metal with holes in it. And I don't know the exact specs for that, but if you're underground, also microwaves would be absorbed by the ground. So that's just an off-the-cuff statement. But there might be better ways of doing that, too.
Okay. All right. Here's our last caller, Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark. We're almost out of time.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. A couple of things. John, I wanted to ask you if you'd done any follow-through with boots-on-the-ground info or intel on the video that I sent you about with the interview with Josh Tolley with the woman who was part of the refugee resettlement program. I wanted to ask you about that. And the other question I have is about the water. Aaron Brockovich was on a program not too long ago where they were talking about the water of Flint, Michigan, and she said there was 110 other sites that are worse than Flint. So in that regard, I'd like to ask you, John, what is being done to protect the water, being that we have some of the largest springs in Missouri, largest springs on the planet Earth are in Missouri, some of the top five, I think, top ten at least. So who's protecting those waters? Are they being tested? Do you know anything about that? And maybe Dr. McCandy knows about that, too. So I'll go off here and listen. So thank you.
Okay. Well, the answer to the first question is I don't feel any need to follow up on that interview with that woman. I think it stands alone quite well. The evidence she presents is very compelling. Jim, do you have any follow-up on the questions about water?
Well, Flint, lots. Yeah. In fact, listen to my show tomorrow night and the paid cast tomorrow night. But there's hundreds and hundreds of cities with horrible water. And my shows will be about filtration. And really, there's very few products on the market that really can handle that industrial grade of problem. In Flint, they were giving away Britas, little screw on the faucet Britas, and to take out just lead. But there's way more than just lead in the water. That's big disinformation campaign up there that they're dealing with lead. No, they're dealing with horrifically bad polluted toxic water with all kinds of chemicals. And so, John, how about the protection of the water down in your area?
Well, I think we're out of time, sir. We'll have to continue this next week. Thank you, Jim. Okay. Appreciate it. Okay, we're out of time this hour. We'll be back second hour with your questions, calls, and comments. Stay tuned.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.